Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he has pronounced. That's what I want to do with you this morning. This is a worship service for all of you and me. We're all going to work together on this. I want to request one thing, that we keep this focused on our loving, wonderful, powerful God, and not on ourselves as we discuss the wonder of our Lord. If you will look in the hymnals, there's a hymnal at each end of the pews that has a little yellow post-it note at the back cover. In almost all the pews, I think all but one, one of them is a scripture to read, and one is a fill-in-the-blank statement. You can choose what you want to do, or if you want to participate. If you'd like to participate and there are more than two of you in the pew, help yourself to a sticky note in another pew. I want everyone who wants to participate to do that. And there are plenty of empty places, so find a Bible in another place and find a sticky note. If you'd rather read, if you don't want to speak your own words, find one that's a text. If you'd rather talk about what the Lord's done for you, look for one of those sticky notes. I have no particular order for our participation day. I would just like this to be quite as spontaneous as possible, but I wrote these things out to help us keep our focus on the Lord. And if you can't find a sticky note that suits what you want to say about our God in praise to him, you're welcome to say your own thing as well. I saw a hand back here. Dennis. We do have some mics, as we did in the prayer and praise time. So
I can just start out. I'm constantly amazed at how God customizes our experiences for our growth. The good ones, the bad ones, and when I'm careless and I'm not thinking, I might not realize that God put this circumstance or this person in my path. But when I look back, it's always something that I can praise and glorify him for.
I saw God's power when, and I probably would say when we got called to Montana. Nathan had been from one job and didn't know where we were going to go, and he changed his prayer from I want a certain job, or you know, to take me where you want me to go. And I think it has been kind of a hard transition, but it also made us not as dependent on our family or just traditional like routine, to really depending on him and seeing how he even got us the job, from being in Ty's reception to getting other people to get them his information, to just, and I think that's where God was like, you need a push out of the nest per se, and to get back to what I had, you know, from being adopted to here, to get closer to me and depending on me and not just go with the drift kind of thing. I think that was really powerful. I've really felt that. And even with this transition of not knowing where we're going to go or what, it's just like, well, God has taken us here, so we'll just wait for him, and has given me quite a peace. So really feel his love and power for them.
Might as well just do mine. Mine says, I know God even loves me because kind of what Gabby played on is, you know, from a little kid, you know, being adopted to growing up in the mission field and seeing God give us loving parents. And each and every day that, you know, I wake up in the morning, I've been able to get a blessing and know, even though I have a stressful job, it's like at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I might be having a bad day, but at least God loves me, kind of thing.
Who else? Who's next?
I have one time God protected me was. So many, but one time that was the case, I was at a stop sign, it was winter, and the Mountain Oil truck was turning, and it was a big truck, and then you had this realization that, oh, I'm about to get hit. If anybody's, you know, it's like, here it comes in the big truck, and I'm gonna get nailed. And as he said, well, Lord, you know, it's all right. And that's exactly what happened. I got nailed. Because in the other car, or my car, it didn't do so good. But I did not have a scratch, and neither did my son, who was sitting next to me. Again, the car didn't do so well, but that's one instance of God's protection.
Amen.
And mine was to read Jude 25. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Dana.
Okay, you want me to go ahead? After salvation, which is the big thing, a special gift from God to me has been the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. I'm just so appreciate that, that there is a part of God in me that talks to me and says, no, maybe not, or yes, you know, go and speak to that person or whatever. And it's so nice to know that I don't have to convict anybody, that the Holy Spirit convicts them. It just took the load way off my shoulders. And I think it took me a long time as a Christian to find that out. And so I'm just so grateful for that.
Amen.
Not just for me, but for everyone in the whole world that he's there as a bright light.
Mine is, he gave me trust, faith, and peace. And I refer to Psalms 91. Especially verse 4, where it says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust the truth, and shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid in the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flieth by day. And a lot of this came about when my husband was so sick and ill. And I didn't like to be out there on the farm all by myself. But you know, the Lord gives us that peace. And that trust, if we put our trust in him.
I don't have one of those little yellow slips. But, you know, we have an almighty God. And he is interested in every little detail of our life. Yes. But how often are we ready to share that with someone else? And I was thinking about this last week. I have a med aide that works under me, and she does not have anything much to do with God. And there was a staffing situation at work, and it was down to where one of the med aides was going to have to be pulled to work on the floor. And I knew if her name was drawn, it was going to be problems. And I just said a silent prayer, "Lord, please don't have her name be drawn." And it was not. Well, I had to go back over to my floor and tell her that she had to split the building with the other med aide. And I said, "Before you say anything, I just want you to know that I prayed that your name would not be drawn," and it was not. And, you know, we need to share with people that God is in control and that he will answer prayer. No matter how minute the problem is, he is there to answer.
Amen. Is there someone else that wants to speak up now?
Mine was to read Psalms 9, 8 through 10. "He will judge the world in righteousness. He will govern the peoples in justice. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, the stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know you, who know your name, will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you."
Amen. And by the way, in that particular pew, because I know who always sits there, it's the only one I did this on, I believe I put an extra, I think there are two hymnals on that side that have sticky notes. So if someone else over that section wants to speak, there's another sticky note there, if I'm not mistaken. Who else?
My piece of paper said 1 Samuel 2:2. 1 Samuel, I'll get it later. Yeah, 1 Samuel 2:2. "No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none beside you, nor is there any rock like our God." That was part of Hannah's prayer after she prayed for a child and Samuel was born.
Amen.
I don't know when I began to trust in Jesus, and I think it was along us, but there's a few places where I remember something hit me like a 2x4 in the forehead. Then it made me realize, hey, maybe he really does do this, you know. And one of them is, I had two experiences where I almost died. One of them was going, 50 miles an hour in fog down this road, Yuma Pine Road. No, it was Ringer Road, towards state line, and you couldn't see 2 feet in front of you, and I didn't realize going that fast. I went straight through the stop sign, and I launched into the field. So, you know, right now you couldn't do that. You'd wipe out on a couple of things they got in the sign and stuff. But the other one was I got going so fast that on a mountain road that I kept turning to avoid going into the ditch, and I had to go like this. I was like that for like 5 or 10 minutes. And every time I did, I thought I was going to die. But yeah, I ended up flying into a sandbank on the right side up. And then things like that happen that makes me realize who God is. My wife is so ill that she can't, she's supposed to do an entire program over here in this church with me, and she can't even get out of bed. Oh. And she told God that if he wants her to sing, he's going to have to heal her. And he sent a light. She saw a light in the room, and she felt her entire body being healed at that moment. She came over here and sang. She did a great job. So, you know, if you don't trust in God after all that, there's not much hope for you.
Who is next? Terry?
Psalms 33:16. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. Dana was saying the Holy Spirit is the strength within us. Without it, we have nothing.
Is there someone else who'd like to participate?
Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. And you heard stories about accidents. My sister-in-law just had her lung removed from cancer. And a drunk driver came on from a side street, didn't stop, and she bled to death in her husband's arms.
Wow. Brigitte?
My verse here is 1 Chronicles 29:11-12. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. And today is kind of a tired day for me. Just kind of drooping, and I'm thinking about Patty, who is not even able to get out of bed, and yet it does say here that in his hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. And so he will be with Patty, and he'll be with me, and I'm grateful for that. And so even though verse 13 is not on my sticky note, I'll add it on to this, because it fits. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name.
Anyone else?
I have a really hard one. It said God answered one of my biggest prayers by, and I've been sitting here, there's been so many that have been answered, but I guess you'd have to go back to the first one. As I was a young man who didn't believe there was a God, I was deeply rebellious.
Can you put the mic up?
Sorry. Deeply rebellious. And then I met a family. My mom and dad weren't great witnesses because they're mom and dad, so they don't count, if that makes sense. You know, they're just good people, so they're Christian witness. I'm sure it was there, but I met a couple who, there's something different about them, you know, and it's interesting. We always talk about witnessing, and we need a witness, but we forget that we are a witness. And I remember one day I was in a room that they had kindly lent me because I was living in a little trailer, and it was really cold in the winter, no heat or anything like that. And I got, you know, the Spirit of God, I'm sure it was him. And I just finally, I looked up to the ceiling and I said, you know, I don't even believe that you exist. I don't believe that you're real. I don't think my prayer, this prayer, if you want to call it, that's going higher than the ceiling. But if you're there, take a shot. Well, he did. And I think that if that prayer hadn't been prayed, inspired to be prayed, then none of the other ones, then there's been some doozies. that followed would have happened. But you know, we don't choose him. He chooses us and calls us. Without that call, I wouldn't be his today. So that's probably the biggest prayer that anyone can pray and have answered.
I like dogs. I like dogs a lot, and they need to be walked. And this morning was when somebody was going past with their dog. I found out that this is the last week that he will be preaching in the priest, but he doesn't, he's a Sunday keeper, we call him a Christian church. But anyway, it's my way of getting acquainted with, and I went out this morning, I had my Sabbath clothes on, and this, are you going to church? And so I say, well, you know, I don't know what to do to reach people, but just bless this young man that came there with his two beautiful dogs and another girl that was just very much. But maybe that's the only thing I can do right now, because I'm not feeling very strong and getting around, but I ask your blessings for me to be a little stronger and to be able to reach some of these sweet people that live Villa Dome, anyway. I can't think of the name of it. Anyway.
And look how God gives us all opportunities in spite of our limitations. God blesses all. Go ahead, John.
Well, I've got a couple of them, but they kind of coincide for me. One is something I personally like about God is, and then three wonderful things in God's character are. I think the main thing for me is God forgives. I think that's the biggest thing is, no matter what I do, he forgives me for the wrongdoing that I've done. And then he gives us truth, which is in the Bible, obviously. And truth will set us free from anything that we do that is sinful, and he forgives us for that. And then love is my third thing. Because God loves every one of us, and 1 Corinthians 13 is all about love and what love is. And if you read through that, everything that is in there is things that hit my heart with the way that the Lord loves me, and the things that I might do, he still loves me no matter what. So
thank you. Okay. I would like to read with you, if you'd all turn to Psalm 100. And if you use your pew Bibles, we'll all be reading from the same translation. Psalm 100. And we can just read it together. I'll give you a few moments to find that. Psalm 100. Using the Pew Bible, or have it with you, the New International Version. We ready? Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. We serve a good God. We're thankful to him, and thank you each for sharing this morning. It's a blessing to the rest of us.